Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's say what's happening to Henry Doveridge from Phillips Men South Africa. We're doing this 21-day challenge. I tweeted it out after we had our interview on International Men's Grooming Day that I was going to kick it off, and now I have. It's been kind of cool, actually, to try and get a little bit more shape into my hair just growing in very random places, because it does. Like, it's weird. Everyone has a different sort of, I want to call it almost like a neckline in terms of where the hair stops and starts, and that's genetics, right, Henry?
100%. Hair will grow differently on different people, and I think you've picked it up. It's been growing everywhere on your face, correct? Uh-huh. So if I looked at you when I walked in earlier, you look different.
Yes.
Good different.
Good.
So you've done something. So maybe you can share. Now's the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my hair, like, I feel like that nursery rhyme by the skin of my chinny chin chin. I can't remember what it was. The three little pigs, I think. So my hair, like, it grows hectically on my neck and that, and very weirdly. And then whenever I'm taking photos or whatever, it looks like I have this, like, very heavy double chin thing. So now what I've done is I've tried to just differentiate my face from my neck a little bit more, and that's by getting rid of and making a bit of a clearer line with the shaver, just on my neck, and getting rid of those neck hairs a little bit more, and then trying to fade it in just before the chin, so that it doesn't have too solid of a line, but looks like, now everyone knows that it's not just how I wake up, but it's okay. Okay. But that's how I essentially want it to look.
Okay, good point, because I think what you're saying is you had hair growing all around your neck.
Yes.
So you wanted to trim it nicely.
Yeah.
And above the neck, you wanted to have a nice little beard. You want to have it like that rugged look needs to be there, am I right?
Yeah.
So if you look at the sideburns, etc., mustache area, you trimmed quite neatly. You want to tell us, let's first tell the listeners what you used. You used the body groomer?
No, not the body groomer.
The QG... or you use a trimmer from your shaver?
Yes. Yeah.
Use a trimmer from your shaver. So your shaver has a trimming attachment and it has a shaving attachment.
Yes.
So you use the trimming attachment to trim.
Yes.
And you got the trimming right on the edges.
Yeah. And so then obviously you don't put any of the attachments on when you're doing the neck because you want as clean a cut as possible. So you just use the generic blade.
100%. So you got nice defined lines. You still got that rough look that you wanted.
Yes.
You still got the mustache, that's in place. Nice defined lines on your mustache. So maybe you should share some of the other experiences with us.
So I think what's interesting is I've always wanted to, like, grow a full-on beard. But what I've realized is that it grows very patchy. So it's difficult for me to get the hair in all the places, which is why I've decided to use the trimmer to kind of keep it at one length. Because otherwise it grows in different places, and it's difficult to get the hair all to grow. Like, I look at some guys and their beards, like, take up the whole bottom of their face. And the hair kind of grows, sort of equally in all the different parts. But with me, it's like, grows a centimeter here, half a centimeter there. Then it's like a little random over there. So with, the product, which I think is cool, is it kind of just is, it really helps you get everything at one length. When all the other hairs are deciding where they want to go, it kind of just, you know, neatens it up quite a bit.
100%. And I can see the difference. So the patchiness is gone, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you encounter any skin irritation?
You know, I've been telling you, I have very sensitive skin, like, everywhere. Like, literally, if I scratch my leg will be red for, like, the next week. I have the palest skin ever. It sucks because they used to have that movie, the Twilight series, and then it was cool to be pale, but now they've moved on from that. So now it's not cool to be pale anymore. And people are like, you need to get a tan, but whatever. I don't want skin cancer and all of that. But I have very sensitive skin. And so, you know, I mean, it was the worst when I used to use a traditional blade and shaving cream. That was the worst for the skin.
Okay.
At least with the clippers and that, it makes it a little bit better. But still, especially around that neck when you're cutting clean, there's a bit of irritation. And so I've just, after I shave now, because obviously I don't use the shaving gel or the shaving cream, I just then put on a bit of aloe vera and it kind of settles everything pretty nicely.
Okay, I think that's a very good tip you've given the listeners. Is skin irritation is going to vary from consumer to consumer. It's not the product. Sometimes it can be, not with ours, with the model that you have. We say that it works on very, very sensitive skin, can handle sensitive skin, etc. But in your case, like you say, you have sensitive skin. So no matter what you do, if you take your hand and rub it against your other hand, you're probably going to get redness. So that's a good tip. I would put it in this way. You've picked out something that's very nice that works on you. So whatever the listeners thinks works on them after they have a trim or shave, go for it.
Absolutely. Now I'm trying to figure out like where to take it in the next 7 days before we meet again. And I think I want to just let it grow out a little bit, but try and get a bit of a clearer line. It's when you're doing it and you're looking in the mirror, it's always difficult to judge, like, are you getting the sides equal? So that's what's great about the trimmer is that it kind of, you know that it's going to be one on that side and one on that side because you use the same attachment throughout your face, which is cool. You've kind of got to go over it a couple of times to make sure that you get all those hairs at the same level.
100%. You've got to go over it a few times, perhaps, because if you have a thicker, denser beard, then maybe a little bit more.
Mm.
But in your case, a few times, I think, will actually help you a lot. If you go with the growth of your hair when you're trimming, helps.
Yes.
Reduces skin irritation.
Yes.
Helps you a lot. So to answer your question, we gave you the tool. You need to give us the designs. So you're doing well so far.
Yeah.
Very original.
It's a design that you didn't really know it was designed because it looks like I woke up like this. But now I think I want to grow it out a little bit. I must be honest now. I was doing it this morning and then I was trying to get it even and then I took it a little shorter. So now I'm excited to let it grow out a little bit, but more in line with what I want. Because it's a process. Like, you know, all the hairs grow at a different length. Like I was saying, so you've kind of got to stagger it, and, you know, do that to get the best desired outcome.
Okay. So are you getting what you set out to get?
Absolutely. Models? Absolutely. As long as people don't think I put too much effort into it, that's the outcome that I want.
I think, look, one of the things is it is electronic. It's rechargeable. You can use it in your bath. So how long did it take you to do all this morning?
No, it doesn't take long at all. It's literally just making sure that the attachments are right and then obviously changing it up a little bit.
Okay.
But it takes like 2-3 minutes. Yeah, it's really not that long at all. And then I think what's cool is like if you do it before you go to sleep, just after you've showered, and then you wake up in the morning, you can just double check you haven't missed anything over those 12 hours. Because sometimes like you'll miss a random hair or whatever it is, and then you can just go over that the day after and make sure that everything is at the same length.
That's actually a very good idea. In fact, when it comes to trimming, when it comes to shaving, we advise you to do it in the morning.
Mm.
When it comes to trimming, you'll find sometimes in your case, you were lucky, you took about 3 minutes. You can go 5 to 6 minutes.
Yeah.
If you do it at night, preferably after you have a bath or a shower where your skin is more pliable, less sensitive.
That you actually taught me last time that it's better after the hot water. Yeah.
And when you go to sleep, the body is absolutely amazing. It actually heals itself while you sleep. So if there's any skin irritation, it'll heal itself during the course of the night and it's gone in the morning.
Absolutely. And that's why it's good, I think, to, not shave just before you're about to do like a massive thing or you're about to walk into a big meeting or something that you'd necessarily want to look perfect for, just in case there is a little bit of irritation. So you give your body a little bit of time to adjust. I know this is my story because I get so red, very, very easily. So if you do it the night before, then you're good to go the next day.
Yeah, that would generally we would advise that as a rule. Night before, if you're trimming, shave in the morning if you have to.
Fantastic. All right, so we'll see what the next 7 days bring. Any other tips or anything you want to touch on?
I've given you all the tips on the product. You've given us some nice feedback on how to handle skin irritation, etc. We don't want to say a lot more with your design, so we're going to leave it to you. It's looking
fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic, yeah.
So let's see how more defined you look when we see you the next, 7 days?
That's it. It's a 21-day challenge. And, of course, you can connect. Someone asked me a couple of questions around shaving a few days ago on Twitter, which I replied to, and you can connect with Philips Men SA. They're also on standby to help you out on social media. Their Twitter account is Philips Men SA. Or on Facebook, you guys are fantastic as well. So you get loads of different questions from people, and you're always instantaneous in terms of answering. Henry Davraj, thank you very much for stopping by. I'll see you in 7 days.
Cool. Kelman on cliffcentral.com.